하면은 프로사.
프로사.
잠 들어요?
안 돼.
어디서 그래버리 오케이.
오케이. 끝.
됐어요, 동체?
I'm more comfortable.
Okay.
So we'll begin in about 2 or 3 minutes, but just like yesterday, for those who are coming in today new, he will speak for about 30 or 40 minutes and ask questions. And then I think after that, some of you have expressed desire to get Nam Mantra, so he will do that after that. John, how many do we have today?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes.
So can I start?
Sure.
Yesterday I talked about this principle of spirituality, purpose of spirituality. As you know, spirituality is just identity by oneself. Yes, yes. The reason behind identifying oneself in the essence is where I identify oneself in the food body, it is not a reality. It is not a reality. There is some glimpses of I. It is called Brahmanatman, Paramatman, God, Master. Why is this required? Because we are wrapped with illusory concepts. I am somebody else. Because of that there is no peace, no happiness, always tension is there, fear is there. So unless we identify ourselves in DSS, we are not able to identify reality. Maybe I told you this. Literally, we are knowing that I am Brahman or I am not body. Even if we think intellectually, it is a fact. Body is not our identity at all. It is open fact. Who is acting within the body? Who is talking? Who is listening? The individual listener within it is called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. ultimate truth. And for which there is no birth, no death, nothing is there. You are unborn, really there, you are unborn. But emotion is practical knowledge. Practical knowledge means literally you are knowing I am Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Matter, I am not body, body. The reality is supposed to be absorbed totally. That's most important. Directly, indirectly, you depend upon this food body. I got a lot of attachment with the food body. Not true. I never said neglect your food body. It's media through which you can identify. There are so many concepts in childhood till today, that I am born, I am man or woman, so many concepts are there, social concepts, religious concepts. Now within the circle we are living our life. After perfectly identifying, there will be dramatic change within you. For a sign of realization, which is as senses, six symptoms of realization. This question, how can I identify that I am realized or not? What is a sign of realization? What is a sign of enlightenment? After having conviction, after absorbing the knowledge of reality, some change is taking place. It is called Kshama. Kshama means to forgive and forget. Tapa paripo, petty matters are getting irritations. After having the conviction, you will be calm and quiet. Just like Buddha, Jesus Christ, you know that. There is no irritation. Shama means Shama shall be there, forgive and forget. If anything happens against your mind, against your will, you are not getting irritations. No anger is there. Then Dhamma means tolerance or patience. Tolerance comes spontaneously within you. For pity matters, so suppose you're going to get violent, is there something? Patience is given. You'll feel it. If any incident happens against your mind, you're not getting irritation. Tolerance, patience. Shama Dhamma. Titi Shama, just to know the reality. Hang it to know the reality. Who am I? And then Uparati means there is no attraction of the world. There are so many attractions in the world. Publicity, money, sex, there are so many attractions in the world. No greediness, no attraction. You are living in the world, complete calm and quiet. Then Bhakti means devotion. Total devotion, knowing the reality, total devotion there. And Shraddha means full trust and faith. There are six symptoms given in the spiritual science. You can measure yourself. And after having the spontaneous conviction about the reality, this change is taking place. What you are prior to being this power. After you will be after leaving the body. At that time there is no anger, nothing is there. So these symptoms appear spontaneously within you. You can be calm and quiet. Give some 12-minute example of Gautam Buddha, you might know him. Just for understanding. Someone, they say there's one story there, one lady is, taken challenge, I will make him irritated. And she abused in a very bad language to him. He was very calm and quiet. Then she, that lady irritated, he said, why not angry? Why not getting irritation? She said, oh mother, you offer me something, I have not accepted it. With whom it remains? Same thing in our Maharashtra, there was Saint Eknath. He was calm and quiet, sincere. So one person taken challenge that I will make meditation. And he's having some root, taking bath in the river. He spit him 40 times. and taken bath 40 times. In the board of Novosel. Then he taken him to home and he asked him to take the lunch or dinner meal with him. What am I have to convey by this? How you are living under the force of virus, that virus disappears spontaneously. It can happen. It will always silence, no violence. And you'll feel it after having the conversation, feel it. That's the principle of spirituality. Only listening, only talking and approaching some master. Some changes is required. Then you will get the realistic silence, peacefulness. No tension. What tension is there? We're having some expectations. Something happened beyond our expectations, we get irritated. Everybody has so many expectations from anybody, from family, from friends, and from society. So many expectations are there. The nature of the mind. All expectation needs came along with the body only. Because body knowledge is not tolerable. It's food body. So for supplying food, water, body survives. It is open fact. It is not going to remain constant. The spirit presence like to continue the life. Nature. When it sees when an ant or water is running here and there for survival purpose. Nature of the spirit or presence. The presence knows itself through body only. And for which, again I'm repeating, the only source, meditation. Only through meditation you can identify or you will get conviction. Knowledge will be absorbed totally. Therefore, I'm being dry knowledge, dry discussion of spirituality. If I talk hours together and years together with you, it's meaningless. Your identity is not identity of Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, or not. Anybody have any question?
Yes. In your book, you said meditation is like a spiritual broom, like a broom.
Yes, correct.
It's a nice image.
It's an antivirus software. Because the files are very corrupt. So many concepts are there. Though we know that, though we know the reality, but there are some concepts are there. And there's something, weakness that is playing, exploiting. See, basically what do we want after the spiritual knowledge? What do you mean? What is principle? We want peacefulness. No peacefulness there. Or negative thoughts are coming. It's inside there, violence is there. It's how I'm okay, but something is there inside, the burning inside. The burning should have been stopped. So all the time we're posing ourselves, man or woman, something with body form. But totally except I am body, you know. It's not. You are not body at all. You are not body. You are not going to remain body. How are you prior to beingness? Just question yourself. How I was prior to beingness? How is it after leaving the body? I got a lot of knowledge. What is the use of that knowledge? Spiritual knowledge. Spiritual. Who wants spiritual knowledge? What do you mean by spiritual knowledge? It's to identify. Knowledge is meaningless. There is no knowledge prior to beingness. No use of the knowledge after leaving the body. Knowledge means just to identify oneself and yourself. Where I know the body from that illusion. And again, repeating that without meditation, it's not possible. In advanced meditation also religion. But totally necessary to remove one religion, you have to take the help of another religion. You're a Thor, you're not a Thor. But you mean one Thor probably would take the help of the other Thor and throw him with the Thor. Is anybody any question? Yes?
So you do the bhajans, you do the meditation, you do the practice, and eventually it occurs that you know who you are. You know you're not the body,
yeah. And
you know the world isn't even existing. Mm-hmm. And then you don't care, is that right? You don't even care what happens. So if the body hurts, or if the body has great pleasures, or the body's angry, or the mind's angry, it has nothing to do with who I am. And that's the end, that's the finality.
Because you're not identifying how the problem's actions are, action, the actions are there. The moment you identify yourself, they nothing will be there.
Yeah,
body is not getting angry. Dead body, you do, if there's no present there, dead body can get angry.
Mm.
Prior to being angry, you know about the anger and anything? Prior to beingness, do you know if anything anger was there? After doing what is anger is there?
Is it like, for me sometimes, quite often, if there's the anger in the mind, it has nothing to do with me. Because I'm the ocean, not the individual. Now, how does that, and so I see things that I take the touch of, like I think I'm...
So what are flowing inside? You're taking the help of, you're taking the ego of that flowing of the thoughts. You're witnessing their thoughts, good thoughts, bad thoughts.
Yeah.
Who is the witnesser?
Be the witness. Of yeah. The worst, the best, you're the worst.
You're a spontaneous presence to witnesser, individual witnesser.
You respond?
A spontaneous individual presence is a witnesser. Witness of this. All is happens upon the presence. Presence are not in anger.
I guess what I'm trying to say is pain and anger and...
They
don't seem to be of any concern.
Yes, of course. There's no concern with yourself, the self.
Okay.
You're totally different.
Yeah.
This came along with the body only. Prior to body, nothing was there. Could not notice anger. What is anxiety? Nothing was noticed. Who want peacefulness? Who want happiness? Who want fearless life? Body want fearless life?
The I am wants, Keith wants peacefulness.
That I am considered appear upon presence. If the presence is not what I say about I am. To say I am, the invisible presence, power, energy is required. If there is no presence inside, dead body can't say I am.
Correct, yeah.
Correct. To see this world, if the seer is not there, what is the use of the seeing? The entire seeing reflects upon the presence. Enters in deflected out of your presence. What is presence? To say something, your presence is required. I give the name presence. We should to identify something, you have to give some name of Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Matri. Is that the name? You are the supernatural power within you. I'm inviting attention of the individual listener within you that it is called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Matri. It is not separate from you. Not understand you. You have great power. You have tremendous power. But you are all the time we are measuring also in body form, that is individual. It's not your fault. Because long association with the body, you have got so much attraction. You will become one with the body. Whatever happening to you, accept it, have somebody else. Because you are ultimate truth, it's fact. You are unborn. Birth and death connect to body knowledge only, not to you. You are not accepting the facts. Therefore, some involvement is required. Not to torture your body. Not to torture your body for knowing yourself. The thing already within you, why to torture it? Give some time, some involvement is required. Yes, I want to know myself, where am I? Great courage. If I'm not body, where am I? That's a question. That question supports all within, that's all. That question will solve within you only.
Excuse me for the way I talk.
Okay, yeah.
When you feel pain, you yourself, and in great pleasures and confusion, you probably, it's of little consequence. Is that correct? Or how would you say it? When there's pain in the body for you, or pleasures or temptations?
There's no difference between you and I.
Yeah, but you know, you
We're no more in the, what is the difference?
No difference.
Presence is one. You're measuring yourself in body form. I'm not measuring myself in body form. So there's no difference between you and me. These are the words. You, I, he, she, it, these are the words.
Yeah. I've seen it where you can meditate beyond pain.
And therefore meditation requires, because all illusion concepts will be dissolved. Illusion concepts supposed to be dissolved. That is the most important thing. Only dry talking and dry discussion is not help. It will not help it. Any verbal talk that of masters will not help you. You approach your own master. You import your own master. Sorry. We're trying to find out so many masters. You're neglecting your own master. Everything within you is fact. God, Brahman, I'm not separate from you. I'm repeatedly told to talk to you. And to dissolve all illusory concepts, you have to undergo the meditation. It's only so there's no answer. If you change thousands of masters, it will go anywhere, if you torture your body, nothing. The temporary pain killers. It's all your problem yourself only. There's no problem. And for which, again I'm repeating, it's the only source under meditation. Through meditation, you're inviting attention of the invisible meditator within you that you are intimate to. You're hammering all the time. Your nose. Suppose a criminal is there, a politician is there, you are the criminal. This is our evidence against you. You are the criminal. Same thing happens. You are a Brahman, I know you are a Brahman. And all concept will disappear. It's not difficult, it's not difficult. You have due some time, you have some strong faith within you. Because all of the other time we are dependent upon somebody else. God will help me or some master will help me. You have to please your own master within you. So have some courage. So it's giving you courage to identify yourself. Perhaps lack of courage. We want some artificial limbs and we can stand our own feet. Nothing wrong with you. You can fly on the wall without wings. Okay, in the beginning it's okay. It's so for your child who can depend upon parents and all things. Now you're grown up. Anybody any question?
How do you, in your book you said be yourself and everything is okay. Be yourself. How do you be yourself?
Yes, it's fact. Because you're within you, you're accepted body, one body knowledge. Your self means selfless self, through which you're talking just now talked. That's your, we're identifying some concepts. Self is not separate from you. Name is given yourself. Myself, yourself, these are names. It is selfless self. There are only words. So many masters say so different ways. Instead of analyzing the words of all the masters, what they wanted to convey, that is most important. What they want to convey out of reading so many books? What message they are giving? They are giving message except yourself, they say there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatma, no Master. The gist of the spirituality. Remember this. Except your selfless self, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatma, no Master. It is a fact. Be bold, we have some courage to accept the reality. And you will find that dramatic change will take place. Just I told that all the symptoms of six symptoms will be appear within you. Some will be up to, when you are getting irritation, some violence, it will completely silent. It is some tolerance also. No attention of the world. Why? This can be happen. Only thing you have to do is some time for you, not for any Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, God or Master. Spare some time, not take out to pay a single penny for that. It's a free of charge. Nor is it free of charge. But things you are getting free of charge, no value. If somebody charged $5,000 or something, oh, it's a great mark.
Yeah.
One person came to me, the Hatha Yogi Masters. Came to me. His master charged 5 lakhs rupees for me in the foreign currency. Why? He cut his hair or something. Why is it required? Some different clothes are there, some garlands are there, and so many things are there. A decorating body. Why is the decorating body? When you came across in this world, have you come with the decorated body?
No.
Sir, I'm not criticizing, it happens. Because it depends upon somebody else. We're not trying to know ourselves. Who am I? The main question. That question should be solved within you only. Because you are the source of this identity. Therefore, I have to find it unidentified, invisible, unanimous identity. There is no name. You can't guess. See, I'm talking something that individual is not listening from them. Some flow of thoughts are there. They're witnessing their thought. Who is that? And therefore, I told you, be with you. Your presence is ultimate truth. Don't accept illusionary thoughts. Thoughts are flowing. Why to struggle with the thoughts? We are struggling with the thoughts. Why this? Okay, it's nature of the body.
But that's difficult.
Why difficult? You can identify thoughts. The thing we do not know, don't accept, we'll forget. This is given to you, so many things are there. I don't want this, I want to dispose of this. Not to flow along with the thoughts. This can be happen to meditation. Give some time for you. Only reading books, listening from anybody else. Listen to your own voice, inner voice, inner voice. Sit for a half an hour for calm and quiet. Who is witnessing thought inside?
But how do you know the inner voice that you sit there and you hear the inner voice? How do you know that's not from your body though?
What is only media? You're witnessing thoughts, you know? You're witnessing dreams, you're watching dreams, you know? Who is watching a dream? You're asleep. Body can't watch. Who has created dream one? I've decided today I'll see this dream, tomorrow I'll see that dream. You see the sky, you see this oceans, and so many things you see, the world, and so many things you see. Who has created dream world? Similarly, the presence click with the body, see the dream world. Body itself cannot create any dreams. Just a combination of presence, just like a combination, matchbox and stick. Click it there, you see the fire. Fire is everywhere. It's like fire is everywhere. American water is not separate from the Indian water. The sky is different from American sky and Indian sky. Because of different body, you see this, this one, this one, this one. Presence is one. After having this conviction, all the concepts will dissolve. There's so many concepts in the anger upon us. You're born, you're going to die, last birth, future birth, hell, heaven. What is this? Who knows the hell and heaven? Would not know the present birth, would not know the earlier birth. We are talking about sin, virtue, all these things. Not blinding.